from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, tomorrow we got Bruce Bochy at 10:20 a.m. on a shorter show. And then today, the G-Bag Nation will have Wyatt Langford at 3:40 as we try to cover all things your defending world champion Texas Rangers. And let's stick with that right here if we can. I got something Rangers-specific or across Major League Baseball. I have the almost midseason MLB awards. Do you want to go with that or do you want to go with Rangers to start?
Well, MLB awards.
All right.
Ooh.
Mid-season, almost mid-season MLB awards. Who's been the best player of the half season? You can only pick one.
Aaron Judge over Gunnar Henderson. The best players are all in the American League, by the way. There's really, it's not even, Bobby Witt would be MVP of the National League.
Shohei, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Shohei's a DH. As great as he's doing, he literally does nothing for the other half of the game. And so I just look at it and go, the best players, Juan Soto would win National League MVP right now, but I'll go Aaron Judge over Gunnar Henderson. But there's four guys better than all National League players right now.
Where's your boy right now? Bobby Witt Jr. How's he done?
In MVP voting?
I mean, like fourth?
I think I'd have him fourth. Okay. I'd go Judge, Gunnar Henderson, Juan Soto, Bobby Witt Jr. That would be my top four players in Major League Baseball.
He didn't do that great against us.
This year in 2024. Yeah.
Didn't do that great against the Rangers, though, Kevin.
That means we're the MVPs.
Yep.
Aaron Judge was voted the best player of the half season by ESPN. Look, it is really tough to argue. At this point, he's on pace for 57 home runs, 142 RBIs with a 300 batting average and an OPS of 1.108. That is insanity.
Yeah, I was just looking at this. That is insanity. Right now, Gunnar Henderson has a 5.6 war and Aaron Judge has a 5.3 war because of playing shortstop and how tremendous he is defensively. But I'm not saying I would pick Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
But I was clicking on stats this year in baseball, I was like, whoa, Gunnar Henderson just barely above in war.
Did we know that dude was going to be like MVP and then maybe another MVP in his career, Aaron Judge? Did we early on?
See, I think that was the hope, right? But where I got a little concerned is I had that because he's been dinged up a little bit here and there. I had that same thought about Giancarlo Stanton. I thought Stanton was just going to dominate baseball, and clearly he's dominated the injured list. And I think that was my concern with Aaron Judge. I wasn't ready to go all in because I was like, it could happen again.
Yeah, at the end of the 21 season, we're just like, gosh, that body structure is just not made for baseball. He should probably be a tight end.
Yes.
It's like, it's great. He's a great baseball player. I'm happy he's playing baseball, but you're just like, As crazy as it sounds, it's probably easier to play tight end at 6'7 and 280 than it is to play baseball because of the torque and everything you're putting on your body swinging a bat at that size. But since then, he had the record-breaking 60-second home run for, I'll say, American League. And then he's now backing it up again after 22 winning the MVP. It looks like he has a great chance to do it again. And then a lot of people in 17 say they should do this, but it's long gone, is they should say Altuve shouldn't be the 2017 MVP.
Oh, okay.
That Aaron Judge finished second. Yeah. And just with the controversy.
Yeah, I gotcha.
That it should have been taken away, kind of like Heisman's or whatever.
Who has been the best pitcher of the almost half season for all of baseball?
Well, I think of two people I think of off the top of my head without looking at stats. Ranger Suarez and Tarek Skubal for Detroit. So Philadelphia and Detroit are the two that come to mind.
Aren't they matching up here soon, or did they match up last night?
I think, or it might have been today. And by the way, one of those is correct.
And you were bringing up, you brought up Crochet earlier.
Crochet is unbelievable for the White Sox. The tough thing is
yeah,
overall,
they play today.
His numbers don't match up with those two guys.
Okay, gotcha.
I'll go with Skubal because I think he has kind of maybe more of that ace material. Suarez is like, whoa, he's not this good, is he? Does that make sense? Where everybody's like with Skubal, no, he's this good. So I'll go with Skubal.
Nate Evaldi.
Ranger Suarez was the correct answer. Damn. But obviously, really Skubal has, there, huh? Well, I mean, look, and I was going to throw this out there. In terms of AL Cy Young hierarchy, they have Skubal as fourth. This is being ESPN behind Tanner Hawktooey, Garrett Crochet, Seth Lugo, and then Tarek Skubal.
There's two people named Hawktooey and Lugo.
I also thought about that.
Are you just spitting right now?
Stop it.
It's just Taylor Houck. But okay. I just wanted to adjust it for, I don't know, last week.
What was his name?
Tanner Houck, with the Red Sox.
I'm looking at stats now. I didn't realize he was having such a good year, but Seth Lugo, 10-2, son of a gun of a sailor.
Best reliever in all of the lands. It's not Mason Miller.
Oh, I was thinking Kirby Yates. I mean, the way you built up this segment.
Edwin Diaz and the sticky stuff.
That's so unfair.
A lot of sticky stuff.
Like, at this point, I think it's unfair to get 10 games.
Why is that?
For a reliever, that's like 4 or 5 appearances. Yeah. I get it for a starter because that's kind of 2 starts, or at least a start and kind of a half because you can start the 11th day. But I'm like, 10 days for a reliever, and from what I now getting to be in the clubhouse and talking to the pitchers, like literally they have to watch how much rosin they put on their hand.
Really?
Yeah. That's how you need to have. Jeez. Like right now, the way that you feel your fingers, that's about what they want it to feel like, which is, I'm going to be honest, that's impossible to throw a baseball, a major league baseball, the way that the lack of seams and everything on those balls are made. That is very tough to throw a baseball with literally no stickiness on your hands at all.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Kevin, what about Emmanuel Clase? I know you wanted to trade for him before the year.
Emmanuel Clase, number one on the list. And this is where it gets kind of interesting after that. Brian Hudson from the Milwaukee Brewers is listed as second. ESPN is just talking about how he is completely anonymous to the public because he doesn't get saves, but he's been unbelievable with holds over his last 42 innings. And then they go, but is he the best? Look, if we're being honest, it's probably Kirby Yates as second. So
ooh.
Emmanuel Clase and then Kirby Yates. And I know we talked about this.
Clase has 24 saves to Yates 11. There's nothing Yates can do about it.
He doesn't have opportunities. Yeah,
absolutely. Because Emmanuel Cleveland's Clase, been awesome.
They have the best record in the American League. I didn't even realize that till today.
56 and 26. Something stats absurd. Up, 54 like, and 26. Yeah. Yeah, they're excellent. But I wanted to focus in on Kirby Yates doing what he can in these opportunities. No blown saves, 11 saves, 2 holds. He has made 27 appearances and given up runs 3 times. And every single time it was 1 run, which has led to his 0.99 ERA, a 0.91 whip. And for people who don't know, if you have a whip at 1 or lower, that's crazy good.
Yeah, has Robertson been just as good as Yates, just different
Not
role?
Just as good. He's had a couple blown.
He had that. I know he had one appearance for sure where he got lit up pretty well.
Yeah.
But you've been pretty happy with that. If this was a team that was like really doing well, we'd be like, man,
those two guys have been great. You're not going to be perfect on the year. And Robertson has had a couple of outings where you're like, even he would say, he's very honest after the games. He's like, that I didn't do my job tonight.
But Yates is like, I think we didn't really know what to expect. He looks like he's right back in his groove of where he's like been at his best.
27.1 innings pitched, 36 strikeouts versus 12 hits. So for every hit he gives up, now you wish the walks would be cut down a little bit, but every hit he gives up, he strikes out 3 people.
I'll take that.
No, for sure.
I'll take that.
And so I just wanted to throw a little shine his way.
Corey Kluber, though. Because Emmanuel Clase was a Texas Ranger.
Which means,
for one game.
Oh, was it only one?
Kluber for one game.
Oh, yeah, we had it for one inning.
One inning!
I was like, I thought Clase pitched a few more games than that for the Rangers.
But I guess the other question is, would he have ever turned into the Clase pitcher he is now if he was stuck with the Rangers?
Okay, you know what? I see what you're doing. I don't mind it. But we have to move on, unfortunately, to another category where another former Ranger might pop up. Who's been the most surprising player in baseball this year?
It's not... No, I know who it is. Let's see if Corey guesses it.
The most surprising player?
Most surprising player in baseball.
And you're saying it's a Ranger?
He hit a home run in Cleveland to start his career off.
A former Ranger.
But a current player in Major League Baseball.
That is true. Or else this would be really confusing.
Former Ranger. Oh, Profar.
Yeah.
Jurickson Profar.
He's leading the National League in outfield votes.
Is he hitting two grand slams every other game?
He is not.
Well,
but halfway through the season, he has 10 home runs and 50 RBIs. He's hitting .317 with an on-base percentage of .409 and an OPS of .888. Just last year, when he was with Colorado, he had a negative 1.7 WAR. That was last season.
He's the most inconsistent player in the history of baseball, where you're like, he could be the greatest. He's the worst.
It's just, it's kind of infuriating.
I'm just going to tell you this.
He's 31 now.
His numbers are going to go down tremendously in the second half. This is not who he is.
Yeah.
There is not a year he comes anywhere close to these numbers. This isn't him. This is great. He's doing great. All the credit in the world. By the time we get to game 162, he's going to be batting under 300 easily, probably under 280. Maybe he gets to 280. All these numbers are going to get closer to his average. This will be his career year.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to be MVP candidate.
I know it's been a while for both of these players, but it's just agitating when you're like top reliever, former Ranger, most surprising player, former Ranger, most exciting player,
former Ranger.
No.
Oh. I mean,
kind.
Is Gunner?
I know. Here's my guess: is Ellie De La Cruz is, even though he's not the best player in baseball or considered one of the best, he's so exciting.
Second.
Well, then it's O'Neill Cruz. We're just going with Cruz's.
Hold on.
No, I don't know. Most exciting?
Somebody in this room loves this player.
Francisco Lindor.
You love Francisco Lindor?
Well,
I thought your kid loved him. Who do you love?
Evan Carter.
Who else do you love that plays baseball that might not be on the Rangers?
Bobby Witt Jr.
Bobby Witt a junior.
He's gaining the love.
Wow.
Comes in.
Still lost to the Rangers this weekend.
That's a good point. As the most exciting player in all of Major League Baseball.
The most exciting player this weekend, Kevin, was Wyatt Langford.
He's
more exciting than Bobby Witt Jr.
That is great for Bobby Witt Jr. and deservedly so. I guess for some reason I just blanked on him.
Check this out. Speed. He's aggressive, but not too aggressive. Fills out the stat columns with doubles, triples, and the occasional 450-plus foot bomb, all while displaying game-breaking speed on the bases. And the best part, he's just getting started.
I'm with you on that. I think he's going to win an MVP in his career, if not a few.
There were times, Kevin, when I saw him make plays and do things on the field where I was like, good God. You don't realize how fast he is until you see it in real life action.
No, I'm with you on that. Most surprising team goes to the Kansas City Royals. Most disappointing team in baseball this year?
Probably the
Astros. I'm hoping it's them over us.
Yeah, let's go with the Astros. I like that.
The Houston Astros!
Even though they've won 5 in a row and they're playing really well right now.
Is correct. And then finally, who is the best team in Major League Baseball?
Philadelphia.
Tennessee.
New York. Baltimore.
They just won the championship.
Hold on.
What a sideswipe. Just 5 lanes of traffic.
You see how caught off guard he was?
That one definitely hurt him.
It's the Yankees, right? It's got to be the Yankees.
The New York Yankees is who ESPN voted as the best team currently in baseball.
Can I just still emotionally say the Dodgers?
I don't care about your emotions now because you just hurt my feelings for no apparent reason.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.